Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPads, and take a break, because this episode, we're preparing for summer and talking about water safety. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And we just want to take a few minutes before we actually get started and want to thank our listeners. We've had some great reviews come through in the last few weeks, and we want to just let you all know that we really appreciate each and every one of you. A big shout out to Cheesy141414. I wonder if that's like the SOS code or something. Who said, this week's episode is so moving, needed to heart it. And KSF302, who said, I love these moms. They bring the stories we can all relate to, and a heart emoji. So thank you. Really appreciate you guys following us and sending us your reviews and comments, and please continue to do that.
Yeah, we love to hear what we're doing well and what we're not doing well.
Yeah,
so leave
exactly.
us all kinds of reviews. You can leave it on, I think Apple Podcasts right now is our number one reviewed mm-hmm. site. So if that's where you listen, then just click down below and just leave us a little review and make sure you follow the show.
Yes, please do. And if you have ideas or suggestions on guests or topics that you want to hear, send it our way.
For sure. Absolutely.
We're an open book.
And we're recording early this morning, so it's a coffee morning. We're not having our drinks this morning.
I have my lemon water.
Yes, exactly. I have the big Dunkin' today.
Yes.
It was a long night last night. I had a fussy little one, so still trying to recover over here. But you know what?
Yeah.
We have a great guest today, so let's jump right in. Our guest today is a mother to three amazing children, a nana to two of the most perfect boys in the world, and a social media famous swim instructor. She is also an Ironwoman, a triathlete, and all-around bad ASS. My mother-in-law, Sue Brunson.
Yay!
Welcome!
Thank you, ladies. I'm glad to be here.
We're so excited to have you.
Lewis actually helped me write that description.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's my son.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yes. Before we talk about swim, I want to talk about your Ironmans, because it is such an accomplishment. Where in the world did you get the motivation to jump in and want to do Ironman? And you started later in life with this whole new chapter of your life. So tell us a little about it and the experience you've had with it.
Well, honestly, I never thought I would be a runner because I'm a short girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when The Biggest Loser came to Myrtle Beach, I decided I wanted to run a 5K because I just love Bob Harper and I wanted to be a part of it. And so I went to a friend and I said, I don't know how to run. And she said, well, let me show you.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier than you think. So I started that. I did that 5K, and I thought it was the best thing I'd ever done. I thought it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. And so from there, I started running and signed up for the Myrtle Beach Marathon. So I went from a 5K to a Myrtle Beach Marathon mm-hmm. right after that.
Wow.
So I ran that at 50. And next to birth and a kid, I thought it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. And started riding a bicycle that had handbrakes and gears when I was 51.
Mm-hmm.
And did my first triathlon at 52. And what happened was I got in with a group of people. I had like-minded individuals that loved to be outside and be physical. And it was just fun. And it was all new to me. And before I knew it, I did the sprint triathlon at Coastal Carolina University,
mm-hmm.
fell in love with it, won my age group, and it was on after that. And so, yes, then I signed up for my first half Ironman. After that, I didn't know you weren't supposed to do one like every 3 months or so. So that's how I got 10 half Ironmans behind me.
Wow.
And I got 2 full Ironmans behind me, and I did it in 4 years.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. And you know, she's passed the tradition on to the rest of the family.
Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law, Elizabeth, her daughter, just completed her first full Ironman, Florida. And we've got Colton running in some races, and he loves it. He's got his medals.
Oh, my gosh. So, let me tell you, that's my favorite new thing. As my he's kind of give out on me, I got to be a part of Colton at 3.5 years old, running his first 2 races. So within a month's time, he did a turkey trot kids run, and then he did one at Market Common mm-hmm. with Black Dog.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to do the Myrtle Beach Marathon?
I am going to, since my knees are kind of giving out on me, but I love, love running the Myrtle Beach Marathon. Mm-hmm. And I've done the full there twice, and I've done the half every year. I'm going to walk it this year.
Good for you.
So my activities are going to change. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be fabulous activities, but I'm going to start walking these races.
Well, but that shows too. It's just your dedication. You
I just love it.
Well, and Shannon, if you ever need a partner to push you along, Sue and I have run a race together, and she is the most inspirational person while you're running.
I can see that.
Mostly, her famous line is, suck it up, buttercup. You just keep going. Yeah. Just keep going. So.
And I don't care if you've walked any time during the race. When you cross that finish line, run it. And have a smile on your face. Because people are going to be taking pictures.
I was going to say, all those pictures that are taken.
That's exactly right.
Well, and we can definitely tell you're a coach and inspiration, too.
And if you have got somebody that is 8 or 9 months pregnant and they're running beside you, you don't want them in the same picture frame with you if they are ahead of you.
Okay, lesson learned. I guess this was a picture that had been taken.
That's right.
So, part of Ironman is obviously the swim, and I have seen you in the pool with my little guys for sure, and you are well known around here for your swim lessons. How long have you been teaching swim, and how did you get started?
Okay, this is my 43rd year teaching swim. I've never missed a year in 43 years. For the last 9 years, when how I make my money to live now, so it is my retirement, basically. You know, this is my semi-retired life. But back in the day, my mom had a daycare center in Myrtle Beach. And when I first took my first swim lessons, my mom was a non-swimmer. We took our lessons together. And I think I was 6 and she was in her 40s. And she believed, since she was a late-in-life swimmer, that everyone in Myrtle Beach needed to know how to swim. Mm-hmm. So she had this wonderful daycare center in Myrtle Beach, and she put a pool in. Mm-hmm. And everybody at her daycare center at 4 years old and above got free swim lessons every day, taught by water safety instructors. So I grew up as an apprentice to those water safety instructors. And so that's how it all started. And then my freshman year at Coastal, one of the fraternities, believe it or not, got a group together and they were going to get their lifeguard certification. So I was the chick that showed up in the class. So I took that and got my senior lifeguarding. And then I went on and got my water safe instructor certification. And then I became an adaptive aquatics instructor for the state of South Carolina.
Wow. Well, I actually didn't put the Brunson 2 and 2 together with Jen. And finally, you know, I hear your name everywhere. Because, of course, all of my friends who have kids, I think that every single one of them have come to see you. And I finally, I'm like, Brunson, Jen, are you somehow related to Sue Brunson? She's like, well, a matter of fact, that's my mother-in-law. So you have an unbelievable reputation in our community.
Thank you so much.
And why is it important to teach water safety to, of course, both the kids and parents?
Okay. Well, one, I teach true swim. Mm-hmm. I don't do water awareness. I don't do all of that because that's just incorporated in what I do. I don't work with infants. I don't work with toddlers. I don't do two-year-olds. I start at basically 3 years old and above. All the rest of it, I will give you pointers for it, but I can't bring myself to charge for it. And I tell everybody, the parents that play with their kids in the water are the kids that move along the fastest. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared to play and have fun with your child. Start out in the tub, pour water over their head. Let it be fun, okay? And then when you move to the pool, do the same thing. Let it be fun. Just play and enjoy it. And don't be scared for your child to go underwater. Pick them right up, look them in the eyes, and let it be a good thing. But start early. I'm a firm believer that swim starts in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Just playing. Generally, most children will take 6 lessons from me, 6 half hours.
Okay.
That's it. And I like to do twice a week for 3 weeks. And that's it. I have taken 43 years to produce this wonderful method of teaching swim. First thing I'm going to do is get your child as safe as I can get them for you. Second thing I'm going to do is make them pretty for you. And so generally, within the first 5 minutes, I've already taken a child under the water. But I do it in a way that they're ready and prepared for it. And it's all about air. You've got to, it's not good enough to know that you can go underwater. You've got to be able to go under and come up and know you're okay. Mm-hmm. So it's all about air. And you look at the water is not something you work against because you always lose working against it. You learn that the water is your partner. You work with the water. The water has a job. Its job is to hold you up and let you float. And so that's the premise I work off of. Nothing too fast and nothing too hard. And yet I get a lot done very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I set everything to sound and rhythm.
Okay.
And so with like preschoolers, think about learning your ABCs. You sing it.
You sing it, yep.
You learn things by having a rhythm to it. And so I've developed that with swim. So everything I do has a sound. And it's for the kids, it's actually going to be like a little earworm or whatever, mm-hmm. where you can't get that rhythm out of your head. I'm going to set that rhythm into their heads. And then everything goes with it.
That's a great method.
Yeah.
And I love the fact you said that the water is your friend. Because mm-hmm. particularly my mom, when she was mm-hmm. younger, she was pushed into the pool and mm-hmm. she almost drowned. And still to this day, you know, she's scared of it. But just knowing the fact of saying your friend, you're going to trust your friend over mm-hmm. just saying it's just water.
Mm-hmm. It's your partner.
It's your partner. Yeah.
It's your partner. You're going to do this together.
Yeah.
And so that's my approach of nothing too fast, nothing too hard. And yet, how can I get kids going underwater within the first 5 minutes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Now, when I first put someone in the water, be it an adult mm-hmm. or be it a child, you can tell a lot once their shoulders get wet. When you have someone in the water, and if it's a child, I'm holding them, or if it's mm-hmm. an adult, they're crouching down mm-hmm. to when they're shoulder level in the water. If their breathing goes to high and tight, you know to proceed slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know to go slowly. If their shoulders are under the water and their breathing is just as natural, you know that it's all going to be okay. So both you're going to work with beautifully,
mm-hmm.
but one you need to proceed a little bit slower because it's all about air.
Yeah.
It's all about air. So high and tight breathing, keep it slow. Regular breathing, you're okay.
Love it.
What recommendations do you have for parents who might not have you as a resource to be able to help with swim lessons, but just to get started in the water with your own children?
Okay. So when you're in the water with the kids, first, test out the dropping them shoulder,
yeah.
you know, hold them up. If mm-hmm. it's a little child, put them on your hip. Sink down in the water. Bounce up and down some. You'll be able to tell. Now, don't be too exuberant with it. Mm-hmm. When I say bounce up and down, a gentle bounce up and down. Don't make it jerky. Just easy, easy. Move around the pool. Play in the water. That's my best advice. If just mm-hmm. play. If they splash, don't even make a big deal out of it. Let it be just the way it is.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. So I try to avoid that, you know, tossing up in the air and making a big hoopla over everything. I just keep it gentle and fun. Move around. Use your whole space. Now, the one thing with a young child that I don't do, I don't put them on the deck. Once you put a two-year-old on the deck, once you put a three-year-old on the deck, you've lost control. Keep them with you in the water.
Okay.
And one thing, if you've got a child on a boat
mm-hmm.
around open water on a dock, have a life jacket on them.
Yes.
A true life jacket. I like the ones that have got the straps that go around
mm-hmm.
under the legs and stuff like that. Keep them in a life jacket all the time. But when you're in a swimming pool, I don't like anything. Nothing.
Oh, so like no swimmies or any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not anything. When you use something like that in the swimming pool, your muscle memory is going to be for your feet to go down.
Okay.
So they're going to be vertical in the water. Now, you're not going to swim vertically. You got to swim horizontally. So if they're in the water, their legs are down, that's going to grow their muscle memory. The longer they stay in that, the harder it is for me to break it. Now, that is what I do all day long. I tell everybody, those devices in the water keep me in business.
Yeah.
Okay. And now with my, how I get my clientele base is people call me and I put everything down on a call list. And then I have to pick and who's going to be on my schedule. And generally I take older kids first because if I've got a 7-year-old that doesn't know how to swim, they're going to trump a younger child.
Yeah.
The one exception is a five-year-old. I always put five-year-olds on first. And the reason is there's so many pools in Myrtle Beach, and everybody seems to want to do a pool party birthday.
That's the truth.
Okay? Everybody wants to do that because maybe their child can swim.
Yep.
So you've got a group of kids, and you might have a five-year-old that shows up, and they've never been out of a flotation device, be it swimmies, be it whatever. And they might have been scared all their life. They've never been out of those things, but they've been taught that they can run around and jump in, and they're going to pop right back up. Well, when they see their friends swimming, they're going to leave that off, and they're going to jump in too. And when they jump in, that vertical positioning is going to take them straight to the bottom. Parents are going to call me up in a panic.
Yeah.
You've stressed this with us is at a pool party, especially with children, have a designated person
Absolutely.
To be watching the water at all times.
Yep. A true lifeguard
they're,
of some sort.
They're not drinking. Yep. They're not eating. They're all their job is to watch the kids.
Because, oh yeah, you know this is one of my things that I really beat.
Oh, normally my husband and I are the ones because we've been to so many pool parties and the parents are not paying attention. Our youngest, he can swim great, but he is still a little fearful of the water. My oldest, he's a water bug. But because of the way Grayson can be a little bit nervous, I'm watching out for him, but I'm also watching around the kids who are interacting with him so he doesn't get any more fearful. So, yes.
If you're going to have a pool party, birthday party, go on and hire a lifeguard.
Or just don't have the pool party. Please, like, those are the... I need to probably keep my mouth shut, but those are the one parties that I am not a fan of because you feel like you're singling out some of the kids who maybe are a little fearful and so they can't be their normal selves around their friends.
It is. It's a huge liability.
It is.
But if everybody is watching the kids, that means nobody is watching the kids.
Yeah.
And it's in the blink of an eye. Something can happen. And you don't want that to happen.
Yep.
And it's one thing to have a child swimming one-on-one with you.
Yeah.
It really is. And when I work, it's not about what happens at the steps. It's going to be about what happens in the middle. When somebody jumps in on top of you, you've got to be able to come up, tread water, and swim to the side.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about what happens in the middle. So, if you're going to invest in doing a pool party, invest in hiring a lifeguard.
Great.
Smart.
Tip. Yes.
Smart. Yes. For kids that are fearful in the water, any suggestions on how to acclimate them to even just getting into the water in general?
Let's see. Now, which age? Have you got a specific age of a child?
Well, Colton's almost four, so let's go 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years? Okay. If he was coming to me as a non-swimmer, child I've never met before, I don't know what they can do. I don't know if their parents have been putting a washcloth on their eyes to wash their hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're going to sit on the steps. I'm going to ask them how their day's been. Did they go to school? What's the name of your school? Where do you go? And then we're going to put our legs out straight. And I'm going to touch them on their leg or touch their hand and say, just copy me. And we're going to do point and flex. We're going to start with that. Then we're going to add the kick, point and flex and point flutter kick. You hear the rhythm?
I was going to say, this is the song.
And then it's going to be kick it, baby, kick it, like that. And then I'm going to say something crazy. I'm going to say, all right, now the water's going to be a little bit chilly when you turn over, but we're going to flip it like a pancake. I love pancakes. And we turn over our tummy, and then we're going to listen to our feet kick. Kick it, baby, kick it. We're going to do that. Then we're going to blow bubbles. I'm going to blow on their face. If they've never blown bubbles before, I'm going to blow on their face. If they can't blow bubbles, because sometimes kids can't, we're just going to let that go. And then we're going to come down and we're going to hold the pole because I like to work with a pole.
Okay.
We're going to hold the pole and we're going to stand on 1 foot and we're going to bounce up and down and we're going to sing a song. And yes, it's bumping up and down in Little Red Wagon. We're going to go back up to the top step. And if they need me to reinforce it again, I'll sit beside them. We're going to do it again. If they're ready to move on, I'm going to stand right in front of them, down at the bottom. They're going to be on the top step. And they are going to do the whole point and flex. Remember, it's sound and rhythm. And it's amazing how they'll pick it right up. And so immediately, just like that, you've got something accomplished.
Yeah.
If they're a little skittish after that, I'm going to take them under the arms, always working backwards, and let them have a free flow of water. And we're going to go explore the pool mm-hmm. and let their legs lift up behind them. Put a little kick to it. And we're going to do that. And then if we need a little extra, we're going to play I Spy and look for the numbers on the side. And we're going to go I Spy, and we're going to kick over to that. Now, once they get a little more acclimated, and I've built that bond of trust that I'm going to do what I say, and it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. When that time comes that we're going to go underwater, I'm going to hold their hands. I am down level with them, eye to eye, and then I'm going to give them a number. If it's a young child, it's going to be 2. If it's like with Colton, he's almost 4, so it'd be 3. The number will be 3. And we're going to go down, up. I'm going to put him on my hip. I'm going to look him in the eye and say, for the cleansing breath, and are you okay? Just as soft, just as easy.
Yeah.
Like that. And then we're going to move on. So you see? Yeah. That's
I feel
how
like
it works.
I feel like our room is very peaceful right now. Like we're at like a
yoga.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because I want it to be a good experience. Mm-hmm. And as if you haven't noticed, this is my mission field.
Oh, without a doubt. We can definitely tell you're passionate. You know what you're talking about.
And now that's only one of my students. Now my other kids, I'm going to get ready for a swim team.
Yeah. So what age do you recommend for if someone is kids wise that are wanting to maybe join a swim team or get involved with a team? Is there a particular age that you recommend to start that?
Generally around 6 years old.
Okay.
You know,
so that
and,
young. Wow.
And there's also, there's different types of teams.
Yeah.
And it's a lot about what you want to do. How much time and effort do you want to invest in this? Mm-hmm. I have some kids that I will send to the Y's or the city, and I have other kids that I'm going to send straight to a club. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the difference between playing travel ball and playing regular ball.
Yeah. Just last piece of advice or most important thing to remember when it comes to swim and just
if you can tell parents one thing out there to remember about swim, what would be got to remember this.
To play. Be active in your child's life with the pool. And they're fun. It's fun to play with your kids in the pool. And when it comes to the flotation devices, they keep me in business. You know, I'm not saying in a positive way.
Yeah.
Keep that stuff off your kids as much as possible. And if you do have to use it on a 3-year-old, because once they hit 4, they need to be out the door. At least half the time, have them off of your child and be in the pool doing the things. Well, truth of the matter is, if you're going to have a child in a flotation device, be in the pool too.
Oh, yeah.
Be in the pool. Mm-hmm. Because just because they're a flotation device doesn't mean they're not going to go underwater and get themselves in trouble. Mm-hmm. One of the other things about teaching swim, some of the parents will call me up and say, oh, I want to make sure my swim lessons are done right before the summer starts. No.
Mm-mm.
When you start that swim in February, the kids that I'm working with right now, they're going to continue to grow just sleeping on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do get in the water, they're going to be even stronger than when I finish teaching them. When they come back to me the next year for the next level, I'm not going to expect a 3-year-old to come up for rhythmic breathing, but I am going to expect a 5-year-old to do rhythmic breathing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when the next series of skills hit, all I have to say is kick it, baby, kick it. Boom.
So you do recommend, though, of having, you know, maybe
a follow-up,
mm-hmm. couple. Okay.
But yeah, I get the kids to where I have taught them as much as I can in those 6 lessons. Then the parents are actually going to follow up and play with them, and everything is going to grow exponentially.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. One of the best things about the pool of, you know, the parent and the kids in the pool is you can't have your cell phone in the pool.
That's
so you
exactly
do have
right.
to. Yep. So you're mm-hmm. paying attention. You're not distracted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we hit Nana's pool on Sundays or Saturdays over the summer, I don't think there's a single person that sits on that deck. Everybody is in the pool playing.
We all play in the pool.
And having a good time.
We
so.
Play in the pool and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to play a fun little game with us?
Oh, my.
Yeah. This game I kind of came up with.
I thought Lewis may have created this one.
I don't think he knows about this.
Oh,
so
okay. All
it'll
right.
be a secret
right.
when he listens
okay.
to it.
What you got for me?
We're calling it Family Secrets.
Oh, no.
I've got questions for you.
Oh,
I'm putting you on the hot seat. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite child? And you can just say yes or no. You don't have to tell me.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay. What was Lewis like growing up?
Well, my favorite child, Lewis.
Oh, watch out.
He was.
Brownie points.
He was absolutely wonderful. He was a gentle spirit child. Mm-hmm. He didn't bite. He didn't hit or any of that kind of stuff. And he was easy. He was a gentle spirit.
Is he the first child?
He's my first child.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Okay. And then my other favorite child is Christopher. And he is my true second child.
Okay.
And so.
We all know those.
He was active and, you know, he loved to compete in everything. Love to compete in everything, still does. And then my favorite child, Elizabeth, is my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I call her my cherry on top. Two boys and then a girl. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And today's her 30th birthday. So my youngest child turns 30 today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, today she's my favorite. It's her birthday.
What was more exciting, the birth of your children or the birth of your grandchildren?
The grandchildren.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh. I have waited my whole life for this role of Nana. It is like the best thing ever.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay. And last question, what is the best part about being a Nana?
First, let me tell you, having a daughter-in-law is like getting that extra cherry on top that I didn't have to birth. So I love me some daughter-in-law. I love me some Jen Brunson. And the best part of being Nana is just watching them. I can see the mixture of Jen and Lewis in this beautiful little being. And it's amazing that Lewis and his gentle spirit and his love and the joy I see in him, he married his best friend who has so many similar characteristics. And so I see him as a mixture of both of them. And I just feel like super blessed. Oh, my goodness. And then I get Nolan. Now, Nolan is 4 months old. And he looks a little bit more like Lewis.
He does. Yes.
And so it's just really crazy.
He's become his own little self, the last picture you showed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. He is just fabulous. Now, I don't go up the stairs when I babysit. And then getting to go babysit, it's just like this wonderful.
You get to spoil them.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're crying, then here you go, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, it's right. It's right. And I never thought that I would do this, but when the last time I babysat the kids, I mean, I only get to babysit for a couple of hours, but when I went over there and Lewis said, well, you've got rice and you've got chicken and all this. And Colton looked up and said, well, I would like some chips.
Okay.
And I would like some chicken nuggets. And at first, and I was like, well, okay, that works for me. I don't have a problem with that.
Why not?
And can't forget the ice cream.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Probably some chocolate, too.
Yes, it was. I didn't have, you know, I just loved every minute of it. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like Nana wants to babysit some more.
Maybe,
that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I don't mind it a bit.
We could have a couple's date.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you coming on and learning a little bit more about swimming. And, of course, we have been talking about Sue, I think, since our first or second podcast.
I mean, almost every guest at least knows somebody that has taken lessons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 43 years. Yeah.
Well, if you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We definitely would love to hear.
And you know what? While you're at it, just Instagram and Facebook, go give us a like, interact with our content. At Myrtle Moms with Margs. Again, on both platforms, Instagram and Facebook, at Myrtle Moms with Margs. And always, please subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review while you're at it, you know?
Yes.
All right, ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheers to the weekend.
On the next episode.
We don't have any advice, hints, topics, tricks, or tips for you today. Today is just about us having a fun Friday, and we're going to play a little game of Would You Rather.
Be sure to listen to the next episode.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.